Broadcasting live from beautiful, historic Marion, Ohio, it's Now with Scott Spears on WWGH 107.1 FM. Call Scott live on the air anytime at 740-383-9944. No topic is too big or too small. I'm your announcer, the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. And now, here's your host, Scott Spears.
And Merry Christmas Eve. Scott Spears along with you here on Christmas Eve morning. And we are live, and I don't know how many people are live this morning in radio in the Marion area. Here it is. I do want to thank the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams, for ushering us in this morning for our big five-hour Christmas Eve broadcast. We will be on the air live through 1 p.m. today. It is Thursday, December 24th, 2020, 18 minutes past the hour, and we are off and running. And to be honest with you, I don't know what's going to happen over the next 5 hours. The only thing I know for sure is that Glenn Coble will join us at 10 o'clock this morning. Now, beyond that, I have no idea. So maybe that's how Christmas Eve should be. I just should not have any idea about what's going to happen. Now, do any of you know about the Santa tracker? Because moments before I went on the air this morning, I thought I would see where Santa is and check out the Santa tracker. Now, here's the interesting thing. I have not been to this website at all this holiday season, which I think is just santatracker.com. So I go to the Santa tracker, and the first thing that comes up is a picture of Santa Claus and Mrs. Claus dancing, which that's very festive and very nice. But Santa Claus and Mrs. Claus have masks on, which, you know, that's a sign of the times. Are we ever going to see that again? Hopefully by next Christmas, this will all be cleared up. I just thought that was interesting that even Santa Tracker has done that. Now, Santa, for all you kids who might be in the room listening this morning, he has been out already this morning. Now, I'm trying to take a look at where he is right now. Looks like he's heading toward... Well, let me see here. You know, I'm sitting a little bit away from the computer, so I'm trying to read this. Oh, he just reached. Let's see, where is he right now? Well, let's try to read some of these statistics. I'm going to try to pull this mic over here without tearing the mic cord out. Okay, Santa will arrive in the United States in about 16 hours. Now, he's already delivered, and the number's changing all the time, 260 million gifts, and it's about two. It's, well, see, 261 now. Santa is delivering gifts like crazy. 261 million already delivered because of the time. Now it looks like right now Santa is in. Where is he? Well, it looks like he is in. Why doesn't it tell you where Santa... Oh, okay, no, here it is. I got it. He's in Australia right now. Santa is in... Adelaide, Australia. And now he's heading to Alice Springs, Australia. He will arrive there in 1 minute and 48 seconds. 267 million gifts delivered so far by Santa, as it is already December 25th in part of the world. So Santa is delivering. He is in Australia right now, and he will be in the United States in about 16 hours. How about that? Now, to be honest with you, Christmas Eve is always my favorite day of the year. I like tomorrow. I like Christmas Day. I usually go to my mother's house for a little bit on Christmas Day. But ever since I was a kid, I always preferred Christmas Eve. There's something about Christmas Eve that I like better. I preferred it better as a kid, and I prefer it better as an adult. Christmas Eve, the stores are still open, the Christmas music is still playing, people are in their most festive outfits. The big Christmas Eve party in my family always happened on Christmas Eve. Of course, Santa Claus came on Christmas morning, and that was fun, but the big party where everybody got together, where the whole family got together, always happened on Christmas Eve with grandparents and aunts and uncles and cousins. So I have always preferred Christmas Eve, and as time has went on and I have become an adult, the party that I throw every year is the Christmas Eve party, and I always make sure it's late in the day. It's 7 o'clock at night. It's always been 7 o'clock. It's at my house, and we just have a lot of food, and we laugh, and we have a good time, and we open presents. And again, it's different than Christmas Day. Again, Christmas Day, I'm with my mother and my other family, and we open up gifts like we always have. But Christmas Eve is when a different group of people gets together, a group that doesn't normally get together. So that's what I like and have always liked and still appreciate to this day. Plus, on Christmas Eve, there's a lot of, it's not anxiety. It's, if it is anxiety, it's good anxiety, because everybody's ready for Christmas Day the next day. Everybody's excited about it. You know, the thing about Christmas Day is once it happens and it's over, it's over. But Christmas Eve, there's a lot of anticipation. Maybe that's a better word. Anticipation of Santa coming. So I like that. And a lot of the Christmas services go on tonight. The candlelight services and the midnight mass over at the Catholic Church, over at St. Mary's, which I like and went to for many, many years. I haven't been able to do that in recent years because of having the party at my house, which usually goes well beyond 11 o'clock at night, but that used to be a fun thing to do every year, is go to midnight mass. And all these things happen today, and here we are. We wait for it 365 days, and it's Christmas Eve. So enjoy this day, because we're just getting underway with it. And since we started doing this radio station, 7 years ago, 7 Christmases ago, I have appreciated Christmas Eve, because we do come in on Christmas Eve, and we do have our annual tradition. Now, that tradition will start at 10 o'clock, just like it always has. We've never started it on the morning show between 8 and 10, so the morning show will be a pretty typical morning show this morning, but starting at 10 o'clock, when Glenn gets here, we will break out the eggnog. I can tell you it is in the studio. The eggnog is here, and so is the Christmas libation. And we will start that at 10 o'clock, and we will go through 1 o'clock this afternoon live with eggnog and Christmas libation. And I believe our big goblets are also here. I'll have to get those out during one of the breaks. We only break those out one day a year, and that's today, Christmas Eve 2020. Now, I wasn't sure what to do this morning, because I just want to have fun, and I want you, the listening audience, to have fun. So let's just start off here. Does anybody have anything they want to say in regard to the big Christmas Eve holiday? Do you want to wish anybody a Merry Christmas? Do you want to say anything about this particular holiday season? Anything at all, give us a buzz. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. The phone lines are open. Give us a buzz. We would love to hear from you on this Christmas Eve morning. I do also want to note that at 10 o'clock this morning, if you haven't been listening to the show regularly, Jeannie Evers, the wife of Charlie Evers, sent a Christmas card last week that arrived at the studio, or maybe it was earlier this week. I think it was earlier this week. And it says, now this is what there's a card, and there's a note wrapped around the card. And it says, Scott, do not open this card or read until Thursday morning when you drink your eggnog. So I'm not going to open it yet. I'm going to open it at 10 o'clock when we start drinking the eggnog. But we've got this card, this mystery card, that we will open and read at 10:15 this morning. So stay tuned for that. Now, I also have to say, Christmas is a unique time, because you do things for people, you buy things for people that maybe you normally don't see a whole lot. Now, I do have a gift in the studio, and I do have some cards in the studio. Now, I'm not going to say who they're for, but if those people should happen to drop by today, I will give those to them, and we will celebrate Christmas that way as well. Now, here's the update on my Christmas process this year. Yesterday, I went home, And I had, how many gifts did I still have to wrap? I had, I think, 3 gifts that I still had to wrap that I had already bought. I got those wrapped yesterday, so they are wrapped and under the tree. And I still had 1 gift left to buy, and you will all be glad to know that as of about 8 o'clock last night, I went out, I got that gift with no problem, and that gift is now ready to go as well. So I believe my Christmas shopping is done 1 day early of the big holiday. So I am really happy about that one. So, again, phone lines are open. If there's anything you'd like to talk about, anything you'd like to say, give me a buzz. 740-383-9944. We'd love to hear from you. Now, what else do we have here this morning? You know, I want to say this about Christmas Eve, and maybe even particularly more this year than any other year. Christmas Eve, got a little frog in my throat. Christmas Eve and Christmas, no matter what you believe, no matter what you think of the holiday, no matter what your feeling is in general, let's just say this, that it's a day every year where you can be nicer to people, where you can smile a little easier, where you can go back to your childhood and remember it, where you can go back to your childhood as yourself. It's all very nice, and we're all very lucky to have that. Let's go to the phones. Go ahead, caller.
Good morning. Ho, ho, ho.
Good morning, Bob. Merry Christmas Eve.
Right. Well, I got to jump start on you today, Scott.
You did.
Yeah. Well, it started last night, really, yesterday. But me and 101 met up all night cooking and whatever, and so I got a head start on you. So I'm going to beat your libation at 10 o'clock.
Oh, so are you already into the libation, Bob?
Oh, I've been in since yesterday. I've been cooking.
Oh, you started the libation. So what is your libation at this point?
101.
Oh, really?
Yep.
Very nice. Yep. So how deep are you into the libation, Bob?
Oh, about half.
How you feeling?
Great.
I love to hear that.
Trying to get everything done here. I got most of it done. So I just stayed up all night and cooking and making sure it was done before everybody got moved down.
Well, I'm glad. So what are you cooking, Bob?
I'm cooking turkey and ham. I've got sweet potatoes, mashed potatoes, the gravy, biscuits, the whole nine yards. And the reason why I'm doing all this cooking is that we're having part of the family in tonight and then the airport tomorrow. To hold down the crowd so nobody gets into anything. It's working out that way.
Well, I'm glad to hear it, Bob.
Yeah. So we're kind of split up and doing it that way.
Perfect.
All right. So anyway, Merry Christmas to you. You guys enjoy yourself today.
Well, I hope you can keep on listening through 1 o'clock, Bob.
Well, I'll be listening.
All right, now don't.
Got a few things yet to do yet.
Don't get too deep in that sauce, Bob.
Well, I'm about halfway in the sauce.
Okay. Don't go too deep. Thank you, Bob.
All right. Have a good one.
Bye-bye. Well, there you go. So Bob got the jump start on us today. Bob is deep in the sauce here this morning on WWGH Radio. What a morning it is here, Christmas Eve morning. It's a lot of fun. Give us a buzz, 740-383-9944. Now, that's a perfect example of what I was just talking about in regard to the Christmas holiday. You don't have that happen any other day of the year except today. Well, some people do it every day, but they just don't tell you about it. But it's that type of day. It's a day to have fun. Now, by the way, and I do want to mention this. I don't think I should have to mention this, but I'm going to mention it. If you do get into any Christmas libation today or tomorrow, please have somebody drive you if you're going to go out. Don't go out there and get in an accident. Don't go out there and put somebody else in danger. Don't put yourself in danger. If you want to take part in Christmas libation and all that sort of thing, just for the love of God, have somebody else drive you. That's, you know, it's not necessary to do that sort of thing. And above all else, you don't want to get picked up. You know, if nothing else happens, you just don't want to have a ticket on Christmas Eve or Christmas Day. That's no fun. So if you're going to do that, if you're going to do any kind of libation, spirit, as they used to call it, if you're going to have any Christmas spirits, don't drive. You can have the spirits. Nobody's going to look bad on you for doing that. Just don't drive. That will ruin your holiday, to be sure. Go ahead, caller.
Yeah, you could have somebody else drive you like me, your favorite bus driver. Merry Christmas, Scott.
Merry Christmas. How are the roads this morning?
Good, and you'll be happy to know I have not been into the libation.
Or spirits. We can call them one or the other.
Or any of that stuff.
Yes, so you have now, will you partake in any of that during the holiday season?
No, that's not my cup of tea. I don't judge others, but that's not for me.
Well, you know, it's interesting. I am not much of a drinker myself, but I'm not sure how this tradition started with the eggnog. It started 7 years ago, and, you know, I don't mind doing it this one day a year. I think it's fun to do it on the air. I think it's, you know, it's just a tradition, and we go with tradition.
Right. There was a time, Scott, when I probably could have drank you and Bob both under the table, but I put those days behind me.
Well, you know what? This is the final piece of the puzzle right here on Christmas Eve morning. Your taste buds are shot, and that's why you can eat those fruitcakes.
I knew it. You never let me down, Scott. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas. Bye-bye. All right. Well, you know what? Now we've got the final piece of the puzzle as to why our favorite bus driver there, Sarah, eats those fruitcakes. Her taste buds were shot from her drinking days. So now we all know. Again, phone lines are open here this morning. It is Christmas Eve. It is the season. Tis the season here this morning. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Give us a buzz. We would love to hear from you this morning. It is a happy time of the year. It is a special time of the year. It is Christmas, folks, and you're not here in the studio to see this, but I do have I don't know what you call these things. I have it looks like Christmas lights necklace, a Christmas light necklace on that is blinking. Now, how long this thing will continue to blink, because we've got a five-hour broadcast, I have no idea, but right now, the Christmas lights are blinking this Christmas Eve, 2020. Now, we're going to have fun here this morning, to be sure. And again, phone lines are open, 740-383-9944. I want everybody this Christmas to think about for a second everything we've been through this year. It's been a rough year, and I know people have lost people, and that's difficult. But I also want you to think about how those people would want you to enjoy the holiday, because they all enjoyed the holiday. And that's what it's all about. And I always think this way. For people who have left us, because a lot of people think about that today, for people who have left us, remember, they lost people in their life too. But they continued on and had great Christmases, and great Christmases with you. And that's why you miss them. And it's okay to miss them. Miss them all day long. But have a good Christmas for the other people around you, because it's necessary to be happy today. No problem remembering people. No problem feeling a little sad. But don't let it wreck your day. It's tough. I know it's tough. But do the best you can. 740-383-9944. It's so nice to be here in the studio. We've got the Christmas tree all lit up, the official WWGH Christmas tree. We've got the Christmas cards displayed on the wall. Oh, and I do want, I hope this is right. One of our devoted listeners who also baked us a very nice plate tray of Christmas goodies, Jody Lucas, I believe this is her birthday today. How about that? Birthday on Christmas Eve. I think I saw that pop up this morning on social media. So happy birthday to Jody, who has always been good to us, gave us a Christmas card this year and that plate of goodies, and is always good about calling in and sharing her opinion, and I certainly do appreciate that. So if you know Jody or have heard her call in, send good thoughts her way and wish her a happy birthday and a Merry Christmas Eve. What a thing that must be to have your birthday on Christmas Eve, if that is right. I don't know if it's right or not. Sometimes those social media things are not exactly correct. But I wonder, that would be tough, having your birthday on Christmas Eve. I think that would even be a little more difficult than having your birthday on Christmas Day. Because everybody on Christmas Eve is getting ready for the big holiday. That would be rough. I mean, would you ever have a birthday party if your birthday was on Christmas Eve, with everything else going on? I don't know if you would or not. So, Jody, I don't know if you're listening. Maybe you'll hear this in the repeats. Who knows? But if it indeed is your birthday today on Christmas Eve, happy birthday. You know something I've never done this entire holiday season? I've had Santa Claus sitting on the desk here, and Santa Claus dances, and Santa Claus sings. So let's see this. Let's see if we can get Santa dancing and singing here. Okay, I'm going to hit the button. Let's see if you can hear this at home. Well, I don't know if you can hear that or not, but that's Santa singing and dancing here this morning on WWGH Radio. It is Christmas Eve, folks. All right, we've got about 20 minutes left in this hour. If you want to call in, give me a buzz, 740-383-9944. Did you hear the Santa Claus okay? Somebody call in and let me know that. Did you hear Santa okay? It's kind of hard to tell because I have earphones in, and he was dancing right in front of me. And I couldn't really tell if you could hear him or not through the board. I saw the levels moving, but sometimes that's difficult to hear when Santa is singing. Now, our dancing Santa, is dressed in a vest and black pants, not the typical Santa outfit. Go ahead, caller.
Yeah, I can hear.
Did Santa come through loud and clear?
Yeah, I got it real good.
Well, I'm glad to hear that. Well, thanks, Bob.
All right.
All right, Santa came in loud and clear. Again, our phone lines are open here. We're going to break here at the top of the hour. 740-383-9944. Give us a buzz, and we can talk about anything on your mind. All kinds of big stuff coming up this morning. Glenn Coble will join us at 10 o'clock this morning. And we've got the card from Jeannie Evers, which we've been waiting a long time to open. That's going to be a lot of fun. We have got our eggnog and our Christmas libation ready to go. It's in the refrigerator right now, getting ready for the 10 o'clock hour. We might have special call-ins this morning. We might have special guests in the studio. I don't know. I have a Christmas gift right here beside me. I have Christmas cards right here beside me. I don't know what's going to happen over the next 2 hours. Who knows what's going to happen right here on WWGH Radio. 740-383-9944 is the number, and we're on through 1 o'clock this afternoon. What a day. Christmas Eve 2020. Now, it's going to be unorthodox this morning because of the nature of Christmas Eve. So, because we're not going to be here tomorrow, we won't be here Friday, December 25th, and we will not be here Friday, January the 1st. We will not be doing Family Feud for the next couple weeks. But I did have some Christmas categories left over from the Family Feud. So maybe we'll just do one right now. Let's see how good you are on Christmas morning. Let's see if you can get it here in the next 18 minutes. Let me see if I can find an easy category that maybe we can get all the answers in 18 minutes. Okay. I think we did this one. Okay, we've all seen the movie. Well, I don't know if I want to do that one. We've all seen the movie Christmas Vacation. Maybe we have, maybe we haven't. All right. Well, you know what? We did one like this before, but this one actually has different answers. And then we have one about movie stars, which I think we did at Thanksgiving, but I don't know if we have ever done at Christmas. All right, let's do the movie star one at Christmas. Okay, here we go. Now, these are all men, so these are from females. Okay, here's the Christmas category. Name a movie star you'd like to be caught under the mistletoe with. Now, these are answers from, so these are all men. So you've got to get into the mind of a woman to answer this question. But there are 10 answers here. Remember, they're all men. Name a movie star you'd like to be caught under the mistletoe with. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. And we've got 10 big answers here. Does anybody know? Name a movie star you'd like to be caught under the mistletoe with. Now, this is a tough list because I'm looking at this list, and to be honest with you, I recognize most of these names, but there are some of them I have no idea who these people are. Have no clue at all. Go ahead, caller.
Tom Cruise is probably top three, Scott.
You know what's funny? I'll tell you, this is a sign of the times. Tom Cruise doesn't even make the list.
I was going to think Burt Reynolds, because he died recently. Not sure how long ago they took the survey.
Well, I tell you, it must be a recent survey.
I mean, it's not just looks, it's just talent. And I mean, he's my age, so he's not an old-timer, and that's kind of strange.
Well, you know, I think it goes to the fact that that Tom Cruise, I think, is in his mid-50s now, and all these people on the list, I think there's probably only one that is above the age of 50.
I mean, DiCaprio, he's got to be there, too. I don't
know. He's not on the list.
Okay, well, I'm not sure whom they survey some strange people, Scott, because I would... It's just talent and versatility too.
Well, I think these are these 10 are probably the current big movie stars. These are people who've had number one movies probably in the last 2 years.
I mean, I'd say Tom Hanks, but he's too old. He's older than Cruise, so he's probably not on. But again, talk about talent. I mean,
I don't think this is so much a talent list. I think this is who you want to be caught under the mistletoe with.
Yeah, I don't know. I thought for sure that Tom Cruise, Brad Pitt, they're usually right up there.
Brad Pitt is not on this list.
Yeah, I don't know. Well, I try. I mean, if DiCaprio's not there, I have no clue. I'm not sure whom they surveyed, but if those three are not on there, then they should all be top five. That I can offer no assistance whatsoever.
All right. Well, I appreciate the guess.
I'll just try the next question. Maybe I'll do better on it.
All right. Thanks. All right, phone line is open, 740-383-9944. This is a very current list. Let me say that. Name a movie star you'd like to be caught under the mistletoe with. And it's a very current list. There comes that frog again. Well, hopefully you didn't hear me clearing my throat. Let's see here. Name a movie star you'd like to be caught under the mistletoe with. Now, remember, this is from a female perspective. These are all male names on this particular list. And I would say these are all movie stars under the age of 50. And they've probably had their big successes in the last 2 years, maybe. I'm going to say this category seems to be going over a little weak, to be honest with you. You know what? We might come back to that. But let's go to a category that might be a little easier, and let's see if we can get here a little better. We've had a version of this, I believe, back at the beginning of doing these Family Feud holiday categories. So let's go here. This is a different version of the list, different answers, but good guesses nonetheless. Name something at the top of a woman's Christmas list. You know, I think it was a mother's Christmas list last time. So this is different. Name something at the top of a woman's Christmas list. Now, all you men out there have been shopping for some women, I would guess, this holiday season. Name something at the top of a woman's Christmas list. 10 answers on the big board, 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Name something at the top of a woman's Christmas list. 10 answers on the board. Go ahead, caller.
How about jewelry?
Jewelry's the number one answer. You got it. Thank you. All right, here we are. Name something at the top of a woman's Christmas list. Something at the top of a woman's Christmas list. 740-383-9944. 10 answers. Jewelry was the number one answer. Go ahead, caller.
Clothing.
Clothing. Closer number two. You got it. Clothes fall in at number two this morning. All right, name something at the top of a woman's Christmas list. Go ahead, caller.
An appliance? You need more specific? Like a washing machine or dishwasher?
Appliance is number nine on the list.
Okay, well, that's good. Is it all together or do you have to separate them?
No, appliances were actually together.
Okay, well, thank you, Scott. At least I got one right.
Thank you. Bye-bye. Appliances, number nine on the list. So jewelry's number one, clothes are number two, and appliances are number nine. Name something at the top of a woman's Christmas list. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Name something at the top of a woman's Christmas list. Got about 10 minutes left to go here in this hour, and 7 answers still to be determined. Now, this is good for all you last-minute shoppers out there right now, because I've already been on the streets this morning. I know people are scurrying around out there for this holiday season. They're driving around. They're out in the stores already this morning. All right, let's see what we got here. Go ahead, caller.
I would say perfume.
Perfume. Let's see here. Perfume number 7 on the list. You got it. Perfume clocks in at number 7 on the list today. Name something at the top of a woman's Christmas list. That's what we're looking for. We're doing pretty well today. Go ahead, caller.
How about a vacation?
A vacation. Vacation number 5 on the list. You've got it.
All right.
Vacation clocks in at number 5 on the list. So we've got 5 already. We've only got 5 to go in 10 minutes. Are we going to get the other 5 answers here in 10 minutes? Jewelry was number 1. Clothes was number 2. Vacation was number 5. Perfume was number 7. And an appliance was number 9. Name something at the top of a woman's Christmas list. Go ahead, caller.
Here's the boring answer, Scott. How about money? Everybody wants money for Christmas.
Money. Money is number 8 on the list. You got it.
Okay. Glad I could finally cash in there.
You
okay,
did.
Thanks.
Money clocks in at number 8 on our list today. 4 answers left to go under 10 minutes. 740-383-9944. We've got jewelry, clothes, vacation, perfume, money, and an appliance. There are 4 answers left. Name something at the top of a woman's Christmas list. Something at the top of a woman's Christmas list. 740-383-9944. Are we going to get these other 4 answers in the next 8.5 minutes? 8.5 minutes, 4 answers left on the board. Name something at the top of a woman's Christmas list. Jewelry was 1, clothes was 2, vacation was 5, perfume was 7, Money was 8, and an appliance was 9. We've still got number 3, 4, 6, and 10. Name something at the top of a woman's Christmas list. Go ahead, caller.
How about a new house?
New house. Let's see here. House is not on the list. Thank you.
Yep.
No house on the list today. Name something on the top of a woman's Christmas list. Let's see. Are we going to get these 4 answers? I don't know. Go ahead, caller.
How about a new car?
A new car. Let's see here. No cars on the list today.
Nope.
Cars do not make the list today. Name something on the top of a woman's Christmas list. Jewelry, clothes, vacation, perfume, money, and appliances. We have 4 answers left to go. Go ahead, caller. Oh, we lost our caller there. Call back in if that was you. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Give us a buzz back. Here we go. Go ahead, caller.
Here's a comical answer, Scott, but I think it might be there. A husband.
A husband. A husband is not on the list.
That's a good answer, though, because a lot of women would like a husband for Christmas.
Yeah, you're right. Well, hey, thank you.
You're welcome.
Husband does not make the list. Remember, if the line's ringing busy, just means we're on the line with somebody else, so keep on trying back in. What are the remaining 4 answers? What does a woman want for Christmas? Go ahead, caller.
Cosmetics.
Cosmetics. Let's see here. You know, cosmetics is not on the list.
Oh.
No cosmetics on the list today. Name something a woman wants for Christmas. That's what we're looking for here, something a woman wants for Christmas. Go ahead, caller.
They want a new purse.
A new purse. No purse on the list, but a good...
How about a new billfold?
No billfold on the list.
Okay, a new phone.
No phones on the list.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, keep thinking. All right, 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Name something at the top of a woman's Christmas list. We've still got 4 answers left to go in about 6.5 minutes in our first hour here this morning. Go ahead, caller.
How about a makeover or a massage?
You know what? I'm going to say spa treatment is number 4 on the list.
Okay.
Thank you. See, I don't know the difference. I assume you get a massage at a spa. So I'm just going to throw that in. So now we're down to 3 answers. Spa treatment makes the list. Go ahead, caller.
I'm going to say the spa.
Yep, spa's number 4. You got it. Spa is number 4 on our particular list today. So we have 3 answers left to go. Name something at the top of a woman's Christmas list. Go ahead, caller.
About good health.
Good health. Not good health, but I think that's something we all would like.
Okay.
Thank you. Good health does not make the list. Name something at the top of a woman's Christmas list. 3 answers left to go with 5 minutes. Oh, my. We've done so well here getting these answers. Are we going to get the final 3 in the next 5 minutes? Name something at the top of a woman's Christmas list. 740-383-9944. We've got jewelry, we've got clothes, we've got spa treatment, vacation, perfume, money, appliances. Go ahead, caller.
I have 2 boring answers, Scott, but they're probably going to be there. The first boring answer is flowers.
No flowers on the list.
Another one, take her out to dinner. That's a dumb answer, but that should be there.
No dinners on the list.
Okay, well, thank you.
Thank you. No flowers, no dinners on the list today. Name something at the top of a woman's Christmas list. Something at the top of a woman's Christmas list. 740-383-9944. 4 minutes left to go. 3 answers on the list. Now, I'm going to give you a hint on one of these because it's kind of misleading. Jewelry was number 1. But there's another one on here that has to do with jewelry. So there's a hint on one of these final 3. One has to do with jewelry. Go ahead, caller.
What about a day with no kids?
A day, you know, I think vacation, they're probably lumping that under there.
Okay, I was going to do another one, but I can't remember. Shoot.
Well, I tell you, we're down to 3 minutes now. I hope people remember something.
Okay.
Okay, keep thinking. All right, we've got 3 answers left on the board today. Name something at the top of a woman's Christmas list. Now, remember, one does have to do with jewelry. Go ahead, caller.
How about a fashionable face mask?
A fashionable face mask. Not on the list, but a good idea.
Okay.
No fashionable face masks on the list. 740-383-9944. What is on the top of a woman's Christmas list? 3 answers left to go. One does have to do with jewelry. All righty. Go ahead, caller.
Engagement ring.
Engagement. Now, what is usually an engagement ring made up of?
Diamonds.
Diamonds. That's it. Diamonds is number 3 on the list. You got it.
Thank you.
Diamonds clocks in at number 3 on the list. That has to do with jewelry, I would think. Now, 2 answers left and 2 minutes. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. 2 answers left on the list. What does a woman want for Christmas? What does a woman want? What's on the top of her Christmas list? 2 answers left to go in 2 minutes. 740-383-9944. We've got jewelry, clothes, diamonds, spa treatment, vacation, perfume, money, appliances. Go ahead, caller.
Hey, I'd like to be pretty again.
Pretty? Well, you know, hopefully that spa day does it, but it's not on the list.
Not on the list? Okay.
Thank you. Not well, you know, a lot of women might be wishing for that on Christmas Day. 2 answers left on the list. Name something on the top of a woman's Christmas list. 2 answers left to go. 740-383-9944. What is on the top of a woman's Christmas list? 2 answers. 740-383-9944. Is it going to beat us with about 2 minutes left to go here? I hope we get these 2 answers. They're practical gifts. Go ahead, caller.
Slippers.
Slippers, number 10 on the list. You got it.
Thank you.
All right, we're down to 1. What is the final answer? 1 minute and 1 answer. Boy, I love this holiday excitement. All right, what's the 1 answer left? We got slippers. Go ahead, caller.
What about boots?
Not boots, but you're very close. Not boots, but you're very close. Boy, boots give me bad memories. Not boots, but close. What is at the top of a woman's Christmas list? Go ahead, caller.
Furniture.
Not furniture. Good guess, though.
Okay.
Furniture, no, but boots was a close guess. All right. Jewelry, clothes, diamonds, spa treatment, vacation, perfume, money, appliances, slippers. What's the missing answer? Go ahead, caller.
Is it shoes?
Shoes. Shoes.
Wouldn't clothes kind of be the same thing to me? Slippers, boots, it's all clothing.
Well, I think the shoe department is not in the clothing department.
Well, it's part of clothing. Okay, you just said close. I mean, boots are a type of shoes, so.
Well, are boots a type of shoe? I don't know if that's right.
Yeah,
I
see. You hear about people wearing pajama bottoms to Walmart, so they wear slippers to Walmart, so that's kind of like shoes.
See, I don't know, because if I go into a shoe store and I say, show me a shoe, and they show me a boot, I think those are different things.
Right, but I mean, I guess the demi boots, the shorter ones, and, you know, the hush puppy type shoes, maybe I'm kind of thinking about the 70s, but to me they kind of go together. I think of boots like snow boots, Uggs, I mean, they have more of a functional purpose. It's just like with a truck. I mean, a small pickup I think of is more like a car, but a bigger truck is a truck. So.
Well, you got it. Thank you.
And take a look at it, Scott. Okay, well, happy holidays to you.
You too. All right, there. What is at the top of a woman's Christmas list? Jewelry, clothes, diamonds, spa treatment, vacation, shoes, perfume, money, appliances, and slippers. And that brings us to the end of hour number 1. 15-minute break. More holiday fun in 15 minutes. Don't you dare go away.
Generosity and devotion exist. And you know that they abound and give to your life in its highest beauty and joy. Alas, how dreary would be the world if there were no Santa Claus. Yes, if there were no Christmas.